Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome to the Love Live Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and today we have a very special guest. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning and starting us on our way, Heavenly Father. We thank you for giving us the strength and courage to do your holy will, and we're asking you, would you bless something to be said and done on this broadcast to just uplift and edify and glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And I would like to read a scripture, and actually this comes from John 12, John 12, verse 26. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. I have read to you John 12 and 26. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And without further ado, I would like to introduce our guest today, who is the president of Be Someone. He's a dynamic speaker. He is a celebrity featured on USA Today, CNN, The Word Network, People Magazine, just to name a few. He's noted for sharing a winning mindset that enables his students and audience to believe in themselves. I would like to present to some and introduce to others Mr. Orion Hudson. Mr. Hudson, are you on the line?
You got me. In the flesh, this is Orion C. Hudson, and the C is for checkmate.
All right. So welcome to the Love Live Jesus Up Ministry, my brother.
Ma'am, it's an honor to be here today. It's my birthday, and I'm living my dream.
And you know what? Let me say happy birthday. I would sing to you, but you would probably hang up the phone, so I'm just going to wish you a happy birthday and many more.
Thank you so much.
All righty. So, Mr. Hudson, can you get us started by telling us a little bit about yourself and then about your organization?
Well, BeSomeone.org is a nonprofit organization that teaches young people how to think strategically about their future, how to think things through. Is this true? Is this honest? Is this the best move I can make? Make every move your best move. Everything you do is an audition. And if you make smart moves, you get smart results. The ground plays no favors. Nature is neutral. And so if you make a smart move, you're going to get the smart results.
Wow. I like that phrase. I just wrote it down. Nature is neutral. And when you say nature is neutral, and when we're speaking about students that we deal with every day in the schools and students whom you present in front of, kind of explain that as far as nature is neutral. I know that we're all on solid ground.
Nature is neutral means that if you jump off of a building, no matter who your uncle is or your brother-in-law, you're going down. And so, the ground and the laws plays no favor. Now, the law of gravity says you're going down. However, there's a law of lift that says that if you jump off a building and you have a jet engine strapped on your back, then that's different, because the law of lift will lift you up, but you got to have a force. The law of lift will lift you up. But for the most part, if you don't have no forces helping you, if you plant corn, you're going to get corn. If you plant watermelon, you're going to get watermelon. If you plant nightshade, which is a deadly poison, you get nightshade. So we're teaching young people that if you make a smart move, you'll get a smart result. It doesn't matter who you are. When I played in the World Open Speed Competition, you had 27 countries competing. So I'm not worried, because I know nature is neutral. So it's no biggie if I walk into a tournament where you have 27 countries competing, because I know the formula. The formula is the ground, and nature is neutral. The board plays no favorites.
Right.
And so I know this. So if I make a smart move, I'll get a smart result. And that's how life
that's
is.
Good.
You make smart moves, you get smart results.
That's right. Okay, now tell me a little bit about your background as far as being a trooper or a policeman and the things that you saw on the street that really motivated you to even start this particular program.
Well, number one is prevention is better than detention. Putting people in jail doesn't work. There was a guy who he was in jail for 13 years. He got out. He goes to the bank, and he goes in his house and kidnaps this lady, takes her to the bank, and ordered that she gets so many thousands out of the bank. She tells the bank clerk that she's being kidnapped, but by the time the police get to the woman's house, he didn't kill her and her daughter and everything. The bottom line is the guy was in jail for 13 years. He comes out still doing crazy stuff. So putting people in jail doesn't work. Putting people in jail is a school for crime. What we have to do is prevent them from getting in jail in the first place. So all I'm doing now is on a foot soldier fighting ignorance, teaching young people that you have to add value and multiply value to be successful, because there's four types of people in the world. There are people that subtract and divide. When you subtract and divide, you go to jail. When you add, you're successful, and when you're super successful, you multiply. That's why God's first instructions to the first couple on earth was be fruitful and multiply. You got to multiply value. And if you multiply value, you will be very successful. I'm living my dream because I've cracked the code. The code is multiply value. When someone hired you to do something, you want to blow them away. If you satisfy them, that won't work. You got to do more than satisfy them. You got to blow them away. You have to wow them. You have to be amazing.
Right.
See, excellence is not enough.
That's right.
You got to be better than excellent. You got to be amazing.
That's right. Wow.
Being excellent will get you fired. People will fire you for being excellent.
Right.
This coach won 14 out of 16 games in the NFL. They fired him. Martin Schoenhauser. He was coaching. He won 14 out of 16 games. Only lost two, but he lost the playoff, and that was not enough. Excellence is not enough. His score was excellent. So you got to be better than excellent nowadays.
That's right. Now let me ask you this: we're going into a school setting because I know you deal with a lot of students, and I really like what you're saying because actually it's helping me as well. But when you go into the schools and we see these students, some students who are rebelling against their teachers or against authority, how do you, and teachers would ask this, and some parents as well, how do you, in other words, grow those type of children, especially in their teenage years? Because I was speaking to someone yesterday, and I said many parents say they've lost power, and you're saying add value, which is good. So how is it that the parents or the educators can add more value to those students who have already not drop the ball, but who have already just basically shut the world off and said, I'm going to do it my own way?
Well, I think we have to teach children how to solve problems. And we got to let them know at an early age that you get paid based on your ability to solve problems. The bigger the problem you solve, the more you get paid. And if you want to be successful, if you want to make money, you got to solve problems. And if you can't solve a problem, you can't get paid. Everybody is a problem solver. A doctor is a problem solver. A plumber is a problem solver. A chef is a problem solver. A janitor is a problem. Everybody solves problems. Now, a heart surgeon makes $20,000 an hour. A car mechanic makes $20 an hour. So the car mechanic was arguing with the heart surgeon. He said, wait a minute, we do the same thing. You change out hearts, I change out engines, it's the same thing. Why are you making 1,000 times more than I'm making per hour? And the heart surgeon said, well, we don't quite do the same thing. He said, when you change out an engine, you do it with the engine turned off. When I change out a heart, I do it with the engine running.
That's right. So
the bigger the problem you solve, the more you get paid. We have to teach young people at an early age, you got to be problem solver. You got to be able to fix what's going on. There was a child went in the bank, and he went inside the vault and locked the vault up. Now, the vault only has air for 30 minutes, so they had to call a locksmith in. And I was like, wow, if that locksmith cannot open that vault in 30 minutes, the child died. So that locksmith, he came in and he opened it. He saw the problem. I'm like, wow. Whew. He was good. He opened that vault. I'm like, whoa. I mean, you got to know what you're doing. What if you don't know how to open that vault? That child would have died. That locksmith went in there and opened that vault.
Right.
So you got to know what you're doing because, you know, people's lives are depending on your knowledge and information. You got to pay attention. You got to be on top of your game.
That's right. And so my other question is, before you tell us about the voting and things like that, and then also the videos that we're going to have within this interview that you're going to share with us, let me ask you this. I was reading your bio, and you said something that is so true. You believe that prevention is better than detention, and we're going back into the school setting again, and we're going back into the streets, especially with our boys, because you deal a lot with our boys, and I know you speak to the girls as well, but you deal with our young men. And so with that particular phrase, prevention is better than detention, what would you suggest, for instance, if we have a student who continuously gets in trouble, and this student is continuously placed, like in a, you know, detention setting or timeout, what is a way that we can break this cycle? Because as you said before, we still see those same behaviors in some students, you know, across the world. We still see those same behaviors. So what is it? What is the code or what is the answer to breaking that cycle, in your opinion?
Well, I think we got to educate our young people, and we got to make learning fun so that they get it. I mean, we got to let children know that if you walk around with your pants sagging, that you are following the follower. So we got to let children know that you got to respect others, you got to love others, you got to help others, you got to respect your neighbors, your teacher, and everybody. And you can't follow. You got to be a leader. You can't follow a follower. If you walk around with your pants sagging, you following the follower. The blind leading the blind, they both will fall into the ditch. So we got to teach young people how to think for themselves. I mean, for an example, I would call my mom the other day, and I said, Mom, I'm thinking about doing this and thinking about doing this. What are your thoughts? She said, I'm not going to tell you because when I tell you stuff, you never do what I say. I said, Mom, I listen to what you say, but I make my own decision. Sometimes I do what you say do, sometimes I don't. But I look at both angles, and then I make my own final decision, and sometimes I don't go with what you say, but at least I'm aware of it. So here's my message. Make sure what you do is the product of your own conclusion.
Right.
Because if you just follow what people say, people will give you bad information.
That's right.
And they will give you information based on an opinion that's not a fact, and it'll cause you to be whack. They'll give you an opinion that's not a fact, and it'll cause you to be whack. So you got to make sure what you do is a product of your own conclusion. People will give you bad information.
That's right.
I was talking to this lady. She was on Good Morning America. Three doctors told her she was fine. She went to a fourth doctor. He told her she had breast cancer. Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
And the lady said, you got to take charge of your own life. You can't just go with what people say. I was like, wow, she took matters in her own hand. You have to take matters in your own hand. People will give you bad information.
That's right.
So
That's right.
Inspect what you expect and question everything. I don't care who said it. In God we trust, all others must be verified. That's the Orrin Hutchins original quote there. In God we trust, all others must be verified. Because everybody in your camp is not in your corner.
That's
Jesus,
right.
Jesus was betrayed by Judas. So people will smile in your face and betray you with a kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Can you
exactly
feel
right.
a brother up in hell?
That's right. Amen.
You feel me? You feel
I see
me?
I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you 110%.
So just inspect what you expect and question everything. I had a lawyer give me some paperwork, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it, I'm going, no, this wrong, let's correct it. And then I go, it's fixed now. I fixed it. But you got to look over stuff for your own self. Nobody care about your case more than you. You hear me? I was somewhere the other day and something happened. I'm like, don't this thing know that I don't play? I mean, like, okay, like my cell phone wouldn't take a charge. And I'm like, don't this cell phone know that I am Bond? I am like James Bond. I'm going to not let you defeat me. It wouldn't take a charge. So I like, don't this phone know I don't play that? I'm going to outsmart this phone. So I took the phone, turned it off, all the way off, and then it took the charge.
Oh, wow.
But the average person would have panicked and wouldn't know what to do. I'm like, I'll think this phone. And I turned the phone all the way off, and it took the charge. It took it about 6 hours before the charge, but eventually it took the charge. So you got to be able to outthink the competition. And then I went in this bathroom. It locked me in. I'm like, don't this bathroom know I don't play that? I got out of the bathroom because every person with a panic was like, they don't know what they're messing with. I got this. They don't know what they're messing with. The average person with a panic, I got out of the bathroom.
That's good. Now let me ask you this question. Now, at this point, tell us a little bit about your project with the votes, and we'll continue with the interview.
Well, the vote thing is you go to www.bsomeone.org/vote, scroll down to Orrin Hudson, and click, put a dot in the little circle, and then click save. And you can do it on a daily basis until June 1st. So if you can vote on all mobile devices and desktops, so you can do it from smartphones, laptops, iPhones, iPads, tablets, and any mobile device and cell phones. So we can get as many votes as you want per device, and it ends June 1st at 11:59 Eastern. So we need people to vote for our program, vote for Orrin Hudson. I'm changing the world by teaching young people brains before bullets, think it out, don't shoot it out.
Oh wow, that's good. Okay. Now let me ask you a couple of more questions. What is the cash system? I know you have K for knowledge, A for attitude, S for skills, and H for habits. Tell me how that came about, and what is that, what do you teach, or how do you teach that to students?
Well, it's called cashing in, and basically what I do, I started my program because 7 people were shot in a robbery in Queens, New York for $2,000. So I'm teaching young people that the new currency on the planet is cash with a K. K for knowledge, A for attitude, S for skills, and H for habits. And once you get this cash is king. We got to teach young people that you've got to get the knowledge. You've got to develop the attitude. You've got to develop skills, and you've got to have habits. And all these, you got to have all 4 of these working together to be successful. Is knowledge all you need to succeed? No, you got to have more than knowledge. You can have all the knowledge in the world, but if you don't get out of bed, ain't nothing going to happen. So you got to have all these, you got to have all 4 wheels on the ground working together, and you got to take action, because you can have all the knowledge, skills, and habits all in the world, but if you're not taking any action, it's dead. So faith without works is dead. You got to take action on it. You got to put things into action. You know, you got to show up. You know, a lot of success is about showing up.
That's right.
Yeah, because a lot of people are afraid to make a move. They're afraid to get in the game because they're afraid they're going to fail. But you got to make it okay to fail. You got to jump and develop your wings on the way down.
Right.
The guy said, well, I'll do it when I see my way clear. That's not faith. Faith is when you jump and you develop your wings on the way down. If you do it when you see your way clear, that's not faith. Faith is when you can't see. Faith when you walk in by faith, not by sight. Some people got to see everything, but when you straddling and you're back up against the wall and you ain't got but 2 fish, give them him and start passing them out.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah, don't tell me 2 fishes won't work. I got this.
That's right. See there? You preaching
you know,
it here
some
now.
Some people saying, let's kill Moses. The Red Sea got us blocked. Come on, bruh. Let's kill Moses. The Red Sea got us blocked. Now you hear me? You can't let people do that. So it's all about stepping out on faith, believing in what you're doing, and realize that God is still on the throne.
That's right.
Yeah, don't trust your faith with man or woman. Man or woman is not capable of delivering. Put your faith in God. People will tell you stuff and never show up.
That's right.
They tell you they on their way and they never show up. So put your faith in God, not in man. Man is not capable of delivering.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's some good wisdom. All right, now let me ask you this. Now, when did you begin playing chess, and how did all of this come about with your thinking when you was playing chess? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to say, how did this idea come up, this million-dollar idea that you have created through God's help, how did that come up as you was playing chess in the past?
Well, you know, chess saved my life. You know, a white teacher in an all-black high school taught me how to play chess. I'm living my dream because a teacher took the time to teach me how to play chess. And I looked back at my life, and I looked at him, and I interviewed him. I said, Mr. Edge, why did you help me? He said, you know what? When I was your age, I got in trouble, and someone helped me, and I'm just paying it forward. And so that's what life is all about. Life is about lifting up the least, the last, and the lost, and leveling the playing field, helping the people that are lost and trying to get them on the right track. I'm living my dream because it's so rewarding getting people who are lost and get them on the right track, because the life we say may be our own, that we all are interconnected.
That's right. Okay. Now, you told me earlier that you had a few videos that you wanted to play. And would you like to play one at this time? Then we talk about it.
Do you want me to play it, or you want to play it?
Do you have it right now? Is it open?
Let's see. I probably can find it. Do you have it, or I can try to find it?
Now, I'm on your website here.
Well, which one? I'm going to just play one of my commercials. Let me see if I can find which one. I'll play one here.
Okay.
You want me to play it now?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Peace over violence. Brains before bullets. Think it out, don't shoot it out. Hi, I'm Orrin C. Hudson, and it's C is for checkmate. BeSomeone.org is a nonprofit organization that teaches young people how to think strategically about their future, how to make every move count, and how to think before you move. You can make one move in life and never recover. So think ahead or fall behind. You can help us by going to BeSomeone.org/vote. You can vote from all mobile devices and desktop on a daily basis. Support our work. You can be a part of changing the world, one move at a time. BeSomeone.org/vote. What we're doing has your name on it. Remember, heads up, pants up, grades up, and the big one, never give up. Go to BeSomeone.org and vote. BeSomeone.org/vote. You could be a part of changing the world one move at a time. See ya.
Did you hear it?
Oh, yeah. That was excellent sound quality. Great, great, great. Thanks for sharing that. And be sure, listeners, to go and vote for Mr. Hudson. Now, Mr. Hudson, I had another question, and my question relates to when you tour all over the country. What do you see as far as when you're in the United States and when you go off to different countries, what is the difference between those different students as far as you addressing what is needed? Because I'm sure that you make it prescriptive according to where you are and what they need. So what do you see as
different? I think the pattern is the same all across. I think we got to teach children how to delay gratification, and that you got to learn how to delay gratification and realize that you only gonna make money after you're successful. Money comes after you're successful. The problem is most people are standing in front of the stove saying, "Come on, stove, give me some heat, and then I'll add the wood." You got to put the wood in first. You got to add the value up front, and that's the dilemma. We got to teach children that if you want to be a champion, you got to put the work in. You got to be willing to go above and beyond before good things start happening. Most people want instant gratification. They want it up front, and they want it now. There was a guy this kid, he went into the store, and he told the man, he said, I'm going to rob you. Give me the money. And the old man was taking too long. And the kid pulled his gun out and said, you're taking too long, and started shooting. His gun jammed, and the old man pulled his gun out, shot and killed the kid. And so, you know, you can make one move in life and never recover. So we got to teach young people, hey, man, you know, everything in life you get, you must earn. And you earn stuff by adding value and providing value to other people. Not subtracting value, but you got to add value.
That's right. That's good. Mr. Hudson, what are some of your success stories as far as working with these students? Because I know
I've coached kids to win 3 Atlanta Public School championships. I coach kids to win statewide competition. And I got a lot of kids who are just learning how to solve problems, learning how to be of service, showing up early, staying late, doing what you do in an amazing fashion, because people want to be connected with people who's going to make them look good, not look bad. If you make somebody look good, they're going to keep you on. If you make them look bad, they're going to get rid of you. So it's all about providing value. It's all about providing service. It's always about treating people better than they want to be, better than you want them to be, better than you want to be treated. It's the golden rule on steroids. Treating people like you want to be treated is not enough. You got to treat people better than you want to be treated. Because oftentimes you would do more for others than you would do for yourself.
That's right.
Because I'm looking at my life and I said, wow, I would buy something for someone else, and I won't buy that for me because I do more for others than I do for myself. So, we got to treat people better than we want to be treated.
That's right.
Because whatever you put out there is coming back.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Okay, now tell me a little bit, we're going to your programs, your summer programs. Tell me a little bit about those summer programs and what you really focus on. I know that you focus on, you know, making the right moves and things of that nature, but tell us a little bit about your summer programs and how you become involved.
We go to beSomeone.org and sign up and reach out to us and call us and see what we got going on. But we do summer leadership camps where we teach children how to play chess and how to choose peace over violence. My program is mostly about how to walk in love and how to be a problem solver and how to be a contributor versus a parasite. A parasite is someone who lives off other people. We're teaching children how to be of value. And when you create so much value for people, you want them to be lifetime partners. People want to be around people who are going to create value for them, not subtract value.
That's right. Okay. Now, is there anything else you wanted to share about your program or anything you wanted to speak about that we have not already, you know, talked about?
Just let people know beSomeone.org is all about helping the young people. And that they could be a part of the situation, be a part of our program by visiting beSomeone.org. And, you know, we're looking for volunteers. We're looking for marketers. We're looking for people who can help elevate what we're doing because it takes teamwork to make the dream work. And we need the help of the community and people who are listening to be a part of changing the world one move at a time.
That's right. Okay. All right. So is that all you had on your heart that you needed to say?
Yes, ma'am, and unless you have any questions for me.
Okay. No, I just like, you know, what you're doing. I've been looking through your website, and I see all of the great programs and how you're working with our youth, and it's very much appreciated. And as I said before, you know, any way that I can help or others can help, just please let us know.
Well, I appreciate it. beSomeone.org is my website. My number is 770-465-6445. We're all about teaching children how to solve problems and how to be someone. I came up with the name Be Someone because Abraham Lincoln, his mother, her last words on the planet to Abraham was be someone. And even though Abraham had failed 8 times running for public office, Abraham Lincoln took those 2 words, be someone, all the way to the White House. And all I'm doing now is putting those same words out in the universe, inspiring our young people and empowering them to be someone. Be all God created you to be, and never settle for less than you can be.
That's right. So I want to thank you once again, and I'm going to call you later on today or tomorrow so that we can discuss some things concerning your business.
Well, that sounds good. I'm all about networking. I'm all about helping other people, because at the end of the day, what you do for others, it comes back to you. It's hard to sprinkle a little perfume on others without a little bit dangling on yourself. So whatever you put out there comes back. That's why I have a quote that says, the good you do comes back to you. The bad you do will be sad for you. Every move you make has consequences, and if you make the right move, you will get the right result. If you make smart moves in life, you get smart results.
That's right. That is good. Okay, so I appreciate you, and I will talk to you soon, Mr. Hudson. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All righty. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Hudson, and please be sure to go on his website and vote for him and his organization. It is entitled BeSomeone.org. He also has several camps. He has volunteer opportunities at the same website. He even have an About Us. It gives you his bio. Radio hosts and radio stations, if you're looking to interview someone, please just go onto his website and send a request, and at his convenience, he will respond back to you. Also on his website, you will find the programs, as I said before. If you're media, you will find photo galleries, videos, and things like that. If you would like to donate to his organization, there's also a link for that. He has a store, and within his store, as he said before, we have different books that you can purchase. Well, I see one book that you can purchase. He has a little link for kids, so be sure to look at that. And he has his contact information that he just gave us. I really believe that this is a great program. He's doing great things, especially with our youth, because, I mean, all over the country, our youth need great leaders like that who would take out time with them, help them problem solve, because many times most things that happen in the community relates to someone just reacted instead of thinking. And so we want to be sure that we get individuals like Mr. Hudson to come and speak to the students, and we try to filtrate that within the community. So without further ado, I would like to give you a few announcements, and then I will conclude for the evening. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them or telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. The Perfecting Your Walk Guide is out, and it is viral online. It's at Books A Million. It's at Barnes & Noble's. Any bookstore basically carries the guide that I wrote. So please be sure to support that, as we will have a book study pretty soon, as I said before, on last month. In addition to that, gospel artists, promoters, community leaders, activists, actors, actresses, anyone who has an interest in the community, please Facebook Alfreda Love, that's ALFREDALOVE, or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. As a matter of fact, in about 2 days, we're going to have a couple of individuals who were able to write a million-dollar film. And so we want to speak to them about their secrets and getting the public to come out and see their film. In addition to that, I want you to continue to pray for at least 100 individuals. If you have to pray for your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. Remember that the Connect with Christ project is coming out. Well, it's already out. We are having great responses from different individuals, churches, community leaders, people in the media. We have a lot of great response. So therefore, just continue to support that and continue to watch the Facebook page, as we're going to be going out into the community, and we're going to be working with not only the youth, but a lot of individuals as well in the community. Okay, so be sure to look out for that. In addition to that, I have a few artists that I would like to showcase on my Facebook page as we travel to Atlanta, and I will be interviewing artists in Atlanta, Georgia, as well as visiting the King Center, so stop by and say hi. In addition to that, just make sure that if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. and be sure to take care of yourselves and each other, and join me on Wednesday as we pray with love. Once again, I would like to thank God, my family, and my friends for listening. I would like to thank Mr. Hudson for taking out his time and stopping by today to share his expertise on the BeSomeone.org program. I thank you so much. And so without further ado, I would like to say have a great evening, and may God bless and take care of each and every one of you. Goodbye, everybody.